I'm Steve Miller reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said troops involved in an offensive to drive out Syrian Kurdish militiamen from a Syrian enclave were soon to begin a siege of the city of Afrin.
In the coming days, the siege of Afrin city center will begin in a more rapid pace.
The president told his ruling party's legislators that the month-long offensive into the northwestern enclave of Afrin had so far been progressing slowly, and that Turkey was not there to burn and destroy the enclave, but to ensure it became a safe and livable space. U.S. President Donald Trump waged a new attack Tuesday on the notion that Russian interference tipped the 2016 presidential election in his favor. Doug Bernard has that story.
The U.S. leader contended in a Twitter comment that Obama failed to act against Russia meddling because he thought Trump's opponent, Democrat Hillary Clinton, was going to win and he didn't want to rock the boat. In another tweet, Mr. Trump said, "I have been much tougher on Russia than Obama." The special counsel probing Russian interference in the U.S. election has unveiled charges against a lawyer for making false statements, accusing attorney Alex van der Zwaan of knowingly making materially false, fictitious, and fraudulent statements to investigators about a Ukraine-related case. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
South Africa's new president, Cyril Ramaphosa, said Tuesday he would not allow smash-and-grab interventions when undertaking land exploration without compensation.
"We will not make the mistakes that others have made in dealing with the question of land."
The African National Congress Party is under pressure to redress racial disparities of land ownership. This is VOA News. The pro-government forces bombarded Syria's eastern Ghouta Tuesday, killing